This is Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Welcome. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's a Lincoln quote for you. In regard to the great book, I have only to say it is the best gift which God has ever given man. All the good from the Savior of the world is communicated to us through this book. But for it, we could not know right from wrong. Lincoln is replying here to the gift of a Bible from a group of black visitors to the White House, some former slaves, some ministers. And his reply was written early in September of 1864. Lincoln's life is inseparable from the Bible. If you subtract the Bible from Lincoln's life, you don't have Lincoln. Lincoln, of course, is also inseparable from the life of black people in America. Without the black presence in America, there would be no history of Abraham Lincoln. It is then revealing to recount some of the stories of when all three meet: Lincoln, black people, and the Bible. In this event that he's responding to, Lincoln sees the Bible also as a gift from God. Much of his own religious struggle was with the Enlightenment reason versus biblical revelation argument. But he has come to think, in the end, that the Bible is the gift of God's word and the best one. It is a revelation, not a conclusion. In the grand narrative of American culture, there is no other book, then or now, with this transcendent status. Lincoln does not, however, see the Bible as an American book. It is the great book with a message for the world. This is important for how we define the future, our worldview, post-traditionalist future. In his spirit, the work we are in is to achieve and cherish a just and lasting peace among ourselves and with all nations. Those were his last inaugural words. For Lincoln, the Bible is not the white man's book. What might these black visitors be thinking here with their Bible gift? This is in the aftermath of the Emancipation Proclamation. These people particularly have something to be thankful to Lincoln for. And it is also near the time of the all-important next presidential election. They and he might have some reasons to meet and share their loyalty to each other. What then might they most want to put into his hands to have him hold up in front of them? The Bible is as much the spiritual property of black people as it was for this white man Lincoln. So it could be a gift between equals in terms of their biblical standing. The Bible could be a proudly given gift from former slaves to the present president. Another former slave, Elizabeth Keckley, his wife's dressmaker, saw Lincoln one evening in the White House reading the Bible. We see her in Steven Spielberg's movie Lincoln. The two of them in the movie meet on the steps of the White House. They have a profound moment of wondering about the future of America and the races. They see each other honestly in terms of race. In the script by Tony Kushner, Lincoln is admitting his own ignorance, his lack of real experience of seeing black people as equals. "I don't know you, Mrs. Keckley." It is a stunning and real moment of honesty from the great emancipator. In her biography, Elizabeth Keckley writes, almost as if extending that very meeting, that she had seen the president walking back from the War Office. She writes, "His step was slow and heavy, and his face was sad. Like a tired child, he threw himself upon the sofa and shaded his eyes with his hand. He was a complete picture of dejection." He reports that the news from the War Office was dark, dark everywhere. He then took a small Bible from a stand near the sofa and began to read. 15 minutes pass, and she writes, "I glanced at the sofa, and the face of the president seemed cheerful. The dejected look was gone. In fact, the countenance was lighted up with new resolution and hope." She walked behind the sofa to see just what it was Lincoln was reading. It was the Book of Job. She says she could almost hear the Lord speaking to him from out of the whirlwind of battle, saying, "Gird up thy loins like a man. I will demand of thee, and declare thou unto me." The Bible was a bond between Lincoln and black people. When Sojourner Truth, also featured in the recent movie Harriet, wrote to Lincoln, she feared that he was in danger like Daniel in the lion's den, and he wrote back a letter full of references to the Book of Revelations. On October 29, 1864, the intrepid and intuitive Sojourner Truth visited Lincoln at the White House. He showed her that Bible the ministers from Baltimore had given him. Their gift was dated Baltimore, 4th of July, 1864. He shared with her that he often did feel like Daniel in the lion's den. In the great chain of being that we can call the spiritual life of Lincoln, there are many links, none stronger than that between himself, the Bible, and black people. That link could hold us all in honor, down to the latest generation. This is Duncan Newcomer, and this has been Quiet Fire, the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln.